This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, good day, good evening for Wednesday, September 11th, not 2001, but 2013. Gosh, it's been, 12 years? Welcome, Vicki.
It is.
I'm good evening, Doug Kelly, and here's Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, hello.
Got that in real quick. So anyway, it's good to have everybody with us tonight. The entire world is listening tonight, so you'll be in good company. And we're going to be talking about, psychic stuff yet again for this week. And then next week we have our ceremony for the equinox, so we'll get that posted, and hopefully we will have people joining us for that. So tonight we'll be doing a psychic development, psychic readings. So if you would like to have a reading, you can do it one of two ways. You can either type your name and birth date in the chat room, or you can give us a call. The numbers are on your screen, and you can talk live, and we'll talk about stuff. So, and probably good to remind everyone too, we're kind of doing a little bit of an experiment here. We have reduced our show time to 30 minutes because we all live in the fast-paced modern world. So we're hoping that will be a little easier to have people listen to and get the show in. So, and we will extend the show if necessary on occasion. So we'll let you know if we do that. So to get into our pre-ramble here, Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And I meant to say preamble. I don't know where the other word came from. In addition to this weekly radio program, MCHS Church also operates the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, or Metaphysics Institute, a premier metaphysics university where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, doctoral degrees in a variety of metaphysical subjects or specializations. If you'd like more information, visit us at metaphysicsinstitute.org. Or if you want to just take a single course, standalone course, you can visit our sister site at newageclass.com. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief, as far as I'm concerned, are about the healthiest spiritual philosophy there is.
Preach it.
Preach it, brother.
Preach it.
And these 9 principles are, 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle of do no harm, but also the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both the physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. All right, so we've got, I don't know, it looks like got to be a couple of million people in the chat room, so I'm sure we'll have some wanting a reading for tonight. So again, I will announce that if you would like a reading, you can put your name and birth date in the chat room, or if you'd like to call, you can do that too. The number's on your screen, 714-459-3973, and you will get to speak to the Vicky live.
Camille just wrote in the chat, I'm one in a million. Yeah, you know, you are. We are so grateful for all the people. And I mean this sincerely, for the people who do join us. It's, you know, we realize that people have busy lives and don't often get on live. So, you know, they listen in the archives, which is, you know, that's fair too. Because it's, you know, remember when we tried the Sunday night thing for quite some time? And and you know, folks seem to have a difficult time with the Sunday night and coming on. So we kind of went through all the days of the week and came up with Wednesday. And I don't know if there's a particular day that would be good for you know, folks, because we're all over the world and we're on different time frames. So there you go. But you know, one of the things that I did want to mention tonight. To everybody, actually a couple of things. The practical numerology course is nearly ready. It's coming along nicely, and I expect it'll be pretty good chance that it's going to be posted, like, for sure by the end of the month, but maybe even at the end of next week. So that's going to be available at newageclass.com. And part of what I'm also explaining in that course is just a sensible approach to numbers, but how I also key into people. When you give me your birth date, like, we are all this math in motion. That's good, hey, Doug? I got to remember that, math in motion. It's like we all plug in to each other, and it's just a way to, you know, it really is like plugging in a light to, you know, an energy source, and that's how I can key into people. As soon as I know your numbers, it just makes it easy. It's not a necessity, but numbers can be very revealing, and I like them. One of the other things that I had wanted to mention is that newageclass.com will be introducing and of course, it might go to the IMHS program too. But for the moment, we'll be introducing next year some children's programs. So these will be children's workbooks that I've been developing for, you know, I've had actually for the last 10 years. And we're adapting them to programs for people in metaphysical parenting on newageclass.com. So the really big thing about kids is that they are really in tune, and before their minds kind of get brainwashed in society, it's good to get them into how to keep your intuition alive. And this is a natural education program, so I'm excited about it. Zach. Good.
So we got Zach for our first one, and then we've got a caller on hold. And if that's you, just hang tough with us, 207, and we'll get to you shortly. Go ahead with Zach if you'd like.
Well, Zach, you are...
Wait, that can't be right.
What?
Birthday? Yeah, 97.
Is that your birthday, Zach? Better put it in there, because I'm not quite sure.
Or, oh, let's see, is it for somebody else? We're not doing... readings, you know, for third parties here, guys. That's
He meant 87.
Yeah, it's a little more like it.
We were just kind of wondering, hey, Zach. that's a good point, Doug. It's a violation to ask for readings for other people. If it is somebody who is asking on their own behalf, that's absolutely acceptable.
Or if they're sitting next to you, you know, and they're listening to this program and you're just typing it in for them, that's cool too. But
Let's get back to Zach here for a second. Zach, you're a birth path of six. Now, I tell you, just that alone makes you quite social, and it's of service. The six is a service number. So, you know, here's the deal. That's why I'm a little hesitant. The six can tend to shy away from a public life or a service life, and that's what they're here to learn. So that birth path number is like what you're learning, and you can't escape it, really. So in this year, you are in a five cycle. There's two things I want to say to you, Zach. This year is a time for adventure. It's a time to come out of your shell. It could be a little bit of a bumpy road this year where you're kind of reclusive and then social, reclusive and social. That's part of the ride as you start to feel kind of feel your way around. Next year, I must say that those numbers line up. Your birth path number of six lines up with the year of 2014. And whenever I see those two numbers line up, it means to tell me that there's a, it's like your relationship with the outside world, your relationship with your birth path is about to change. So you got to, how are you going to be in the world? How are you going to take yourself to the world? So I back up here, and even intuitively, there's still a lot of thought going in, a lot of trying to figure out really what your niche is. You may have thought you knew, but there's so many changes in this year that you'll know better. I would even say into December of, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year, and then into 2014. 2014 is when you're really going to feel your way, and I really feel excited about June of next year. Could be a big career change coming at that point. So June, July, August of next year, that's going to be a real good push for you. That's actually, I get kind of excited about it. The January 16th kind of birthday, I want to just pay attention to cycles here. Right after your birthday, that first 52 days is a really good time for self-promotion. Anything that you want to take out into the world, absolutely, that's the time to do it. But you're coming into a time here, Zach, where don't get down on yourself. Don't pressure yourself too much. Just ride it out. Just ride it out. You know, take good care of yourself, but spend time with friends, and because you got some huge changes coming up for, absolutely, he's asking a possible move. Absolutely. Next year is, it's really a good time for you, Zach. So don't push things too hard this year, but, you know, it's a bit of that roller coaster until your confidence is there. Next year you get it. So I hope that helps.
Okay, so let's go to our lines. Area code 207, welcome to the program.
Hello, my name is Dee, and I just had a birthday. It's August 30th, 1961.
So you're 29. Okay, Vicki, go ahead.
Yeah. All
August
over again.
30th. August yes. 30th, 1961. Boy, see, you're a birth path of one, and you're kind of a game changer. You know, there's a, what I mean by that is very often you're a groundbreaker. You can find yourself in situations that you're just naturally given tasks to do. And yeah, as much as you could, as much as you want to shy away from that, it's that's part of your learning. That's part of your journey. So I'm looking here. You're in an eight. Over these next 2 years, here's the thing for you. You've got a couple of cycle shifts that are really important to note. One is you're, as you're in the age group, seven-year cycles is 49. The 49 to 56, we begin a one cycle again. That's very significant in how we, you know, move ourselves into the world. But you're also, in the next 2 years, going to line up with your birth path number. So this year's an eight. We're nearly finished, you know, the 2013. Next year is a lot of Nine is a wonderful year of awakenings. It's a wonderful year of setting things right with yourself. And you're setting new goals. And at your age and where you are, this is a perfect time for that. But by 2015, here's the key for you. 2015, I'm going to bank on a big career change. I am. And you may be wanting to finish up a lot of other things. You know, like, it's like finish up a lot of things or carry on with what you have been doing. But my sense is that you're building up for a big change in 2015. It's really important to me to tell you at this moment to look after your health a little bit. And, you know, I'm not putting up red flags to scare you. But your body is changing. It's going through some kind of a transition here. And it's just asking for some extra attention from you to pay attention to what your body's trying to tell you so that you can keep your health kind of along, you know, along in the same energy flow as your mind is. Because your mind is very, you have good days and bad days, but you're growing into a sharper time with your mind. So you're going to feel a lot better. Does that help you?
Yes, it does, and it makes sense what you said about my health because I'm starting to have a lot of trouble walking with my right leg.
Okay, there's just some things there to give attention to, and again, given attention, in other words, it's manageable, it's treatable. So give it the attention that you need. Don't put these things off where it causes you real problems later. Okay, so. You know, just do your research and take good care of yourself, and then you're up for the journey. So in the next couple of years, my way of saying it is you'll be ready to kick some butt.
Okay. Thanks, Dee. I'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the program if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so next we have Julie. I'm sorry, Jesse. My bad.
Jesse.
8-7-1990. Happy birthday, kind of.
Ah, kind of. So that's a birth path of 7 right off the top. Anybody wants to know how I'm doing this, you add up the numbers and reduce it to a single digit. The quickest way is 9 cancels out. You can just cancel anything that adds up to a 9 and add up what's left. And that's why it can be done really quickly. You're a birth path of 7, and you are in a 3. This is a 3 year for you, Jesse. You know, being a 7, you're a high achiever and a perfectionist, and the tendency through the growing process is to not want to bother or not want to do it until you believe that you can do it perfectly. And that's with the 7 birth path. So you're always given that challenge of challenging yourself to rise into just trying it for the sake of trying it, you know. In the 2013, you've got that 3 energy going on, and this is a time to pull it together. This is a time of 3 is generally a very happy number. It likes to be happy. But with the 7, you don't want to be too happy, but then if you're happy, then you don't concentrate. So it's that balance of that. I think in 2014, you're bringing some good changes to your life. You could even start to feel that restlessness now. You know, I can't speak here. That you feel starting to feel a little restless. Well, that's that 4 energy that's already starting to work on you. So right now you still have to pull it together, tend to unfinished business, you know, rise up into finding the joy of the work for its own sake. You know, I know it sounds really cliche, but that's what that 7-3 kind of lineup is trying to do for you. It's trying to get you to be okay with things and clean it up and pull things together and rise to the challenge, because you've got a really nice year coming up for you next year. And I think whatever endeavors that you are kind of putting into motion now, Jesse, will really start to come together for you in about 4 years. So it's you have the next 4 years is a journey. And in 4 years, you're going to feel like I just get this breath of you feeling like you're where you belong, where you want to be, what you want to do. So now is that pull it together. Find that joy, find that happiness that this year is trying to give to you. And always rise up into your challenge. And seven wants you to give attention to detail, but it doesn't want you to be an overachiever perfectionist. So that's that balance. And you're right at that perfect age in your cycles by your age to pull it together. So I feel really confident for you. I really want to say January, February, March is good for you in 2014. So you got lots to look forward to.
All right. So next.
Hope that's helpful there.
On the list is Shirley.
423-60. 423-1960, surely. All right. We have, gee, that's another birth path of seven. 423-2013. Six. And you're in a 6 year right now, Shirley. I like it. I like what I'm seeing here. I think you're going to be pursuing a little bit of education even between now and December. Extra in addition to what we already know about you, just for the sake of our audience, because we do know, Shirley. So there's something else that you're going to be applying, investigating and applying yourself to that's going to be that extra little thing that you're going to use for when you really come out. You got 2 sevens lining up for 2014. Birth path seven, you're going to be in a 7 year. The trouble with, there's a downside here. So the trouble with those two numbers lining up is that you could tend to give too much attention to detail. And I kind of said that a little bit, you know, earlier for Jesse, and I want you to give attention here. Not, in other words, if you're putting together a lesson plan, you don't need to spend 3 weeks, you know, because you already know the stuff, and that's where it's, if you know it, just spend an hour, put it together, and go do it. So your tendency would be to overthink things. So, and as you come into that seven energy, which is kind of like already starting, I'm excited for after May of next year. There's something here in around a little bit of travel around February, March. You're nervous to go, but I want to say go ahead. So even if there's some reluctance on your part, I feel good about that for you. And then then you pull it all together again, and by May, you're really starting to move forward. So it's exciting. When I come back to this moment, come back to now, there's some family issues that are kind of coming to a head, I feel. Some family matters that are being presented to you. Take everything that you've learned so far, be the new you, stand your ground, and have good conversations. That's what I want to say to you. So I hope that works, and I hope that's helpful to you.
All right. We have one caller calling us. Will have to be our last one. Area code 818, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'll be real quick. I've been doing a lot of healing work. My name's Desiree on myself.
I'm sorry. Can you try that once more and just speak up a little bit? You're real
sure.
Soft.
Oh, yeah. Long day. My name's Desiree, and I've been doing a lot of healing work on myself. And it's in regards to bringing in a new person, and I was wondering if you could pick up on anything for me.
Okay, give me your information. What's your birthday?
My information is that my birthday is 9/10/1957. I had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Ah.
Well, thank you. 1957? 9/10/1957.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you don't sound old enough to be that old.
Oh.
You have a young voice. That was a compliment. You're 29, I know.
I know. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll bill you later.
Okay.
Well, the last 2 years, I have to, you know, there's something in me right now that wants to say the last 2 years has been really important to you. And it's about learning to trust your own feelings, learning to trust your own thoughts. It's like you went through a lot of healing, and now you're applying that. I think that this actually would be a great time for you in meeting somebody, and I can sense. Do you have somebody from your past that's like come into your present though, like somebody who's already in your life?
No, not right now. I've just shut all the doors regarding the past to anyone coming in because I don't want to repeat anything again.
Okay, so, you know, and that would be, I think, what I'm saying about representing the last couple of years in particular, but maybe what I'm sensing then is somebody that there's still something to be dealt with about somebody from the past. And I really feel this sense of after November, I feel freedom. I feel like there's something here that's really brand new for you and you're free of the past and that you'll be able to move forward. And I can see a big heart. Boy, I go out on a limb when I do this, but I see a big heart in the middle of November. So, it's like you're in this shift, so to speak. So from the past to the future, you're in that shift, but there's still something I feel that, or someone in this case, where it's releasing that so that your energy frequency changes and then this new heart that comes in. So I feel optimistic for you. I'm not just saying that either so we like each other. I'm saying that because I really see it. So I you'll have to, you know, check back with us and let me know how well I did.
Oh, no, that would be great because I've been doing a lot of healing work on myself so much that, I'm just, embracing the new. And, again, I've been really just trying to, in my heart, just let go, let go, let go, release, release, release.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you. Well, I always say that when you're ready, when you feel that you're ready, you put it out to the universe. I'm ready to share my life with somebody who's on the same vibrational frequency as myself. And that's all you do, you know, and just go live your life and everything synchronizes. Well, thanks. I wish you all the best. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for taking my call so fast. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Bye
now.
Wow, right. That went by fast, Doug.
It did. I went ahead and extended the show, but I may unextend it. I think we've gotten everything. We're going to go ahead and start wrapping. I do want to just again say, if the music will actually start. There we go. I wanted to just remind students and those MCHS church members that we are having our first annual MCHS Metaphysics Conference and graduation ceremony this next May 2014, 2nd and 3rd, Friday and Saturday. And so we'd love to have you. There's information at mchschurch.org. You'll see the graphic there. We've got some great topics and some activities and so forth. Friday night will be a meet and greet dinner, and there'll even be a table tipping demonstration by Gregory Kent, good friend of mine, and it's fascinating stuff. And then Saturday daytime is the conference. We'll be talking and having several speakers, great topics. And then Saturday evening will be the graduation banquet and ceremony for IMHS students who are graduating with their bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degrees. So it'll be a great time to meet up with people who have like mind and to get to know everyone, including us. and it will be an opportunity for us to get to know you and be able to meet you. So that we hope to see you there. Next week, we are going to have our ceremony as our rite of equinoctial equilibrium, the ceremony that we do on the equinoxes. So please join us for that. It's really a powerful ceremony, and the information that we share during that is all about balance, you know, reviewing where you've been, where you're going. It's a great time to just, as Vicky says, push the pause button, take a deep breath, and just, you know, assess. So that'll be next week, and it will preempt our Metaphysical News episode. So
I love those shows.
Yeah.
I love those ceremonies. They're awesome. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and we'll see you hopefully next week.
Have a great week. Good night.